The Witch, a 2015 period supernatural horror film written and directed by Robert Eggers. It is the year 1630 in New England. In a Puritan colony, an Englishman is accused of committing the sin of prideful conceit. This man named William and his family are banished from that community. The man accepts the banishment, so his family prepares to leave the colony. Now they are leaving the place, and love for God has to be the way for them. They do not know how long it will take them to start a new life apart from the colony. Now they are in the new place for them. They are praying to God in that place, but the place is very close to a forest inhabited by witches, and soon they will be victims of those witches and the devil. Their prayers to God will not be enough protection for them. Now the eldest daughter named Thomason is confessing her sins to God. She has committed many sins, but she begs God for mercy and forgiveness. Now Thomason takes the newborn baby and goes with him near where the forest begins and plays peekaboo with the baby. She covers her eyes with her hands and then uncovers her eyes. In one of those times when she discovers open her eyes, the baby is no longer there in front of her, lying on the ground. The baby has disappeared and Thomason does not know what has happened. The baby has been stolen by a witch. Now in the witch's hut we see the witch with the baby. The witch kills the baby to create a flying ointment that is a hallucinogenic ointment. Now the witch has spread the ointment all over her body and goes into a trance. Now in the morning the baby's mother is crying constantly for that loss. Caleb, the eldest son of the family, observes Thomason sleeping and looks at her breasts. He wakes Thomason up to tell her that everything will be fine. She continues sleeping after that and Caleb goes to where his father is. The father tells him that his mother has been crying since the day of the baby's disappearance. He also says that there is no point in continuing to look for the baby. Now the father wants to go with Caleb to the forest to check some animal traps that he has arranged there. Now they both enter the forest. In their home, Thomason is hearing his mother talk to God, asking him to bring the baby back again. The father and Caleb walk through the forest. They arrive where a trap is set. So Caleb asks his father about the baby. He asks if he will go to heaven or hell because the baby was not baptized. Caleb says he is worried about going to hell if he dies because he cannot confess his sins living so isolated. Now he asks his father also about the hunting supplies that he now has and about what he gave in exchange for them. The father says that in exchange he gave the silver cup of his mother. Now they are still in the forest and their dog is barking at a hare. The father points his rifle at the hare, but when he fires the bullet it does not come out of the rifle and the father almost ends up wounded and the hare escapes. Now out of the house their little twin children Mercy and Jonas are playing with their billy goat. It is a big and strong black billy goat named Black Philip, who now seems to be angry and aggressive. The father arrives and controls Black Philip, taking him into the stable of the goats. The mother is angry with Thomason for not taking enough care of the little twins. Caleb lies to his mother, saying that he and his father have gone to look for apples because it is better that the mother does not know that Caleb has been in the forest. Now Thomason is washing his father's clothes when Caleb approaches where she is, and once again he looks at her breasts while she does not realize about it. Thomason asks him now what he is thinking and what is going on with him, but Caleb remains silent. Now she hugs him with her arms around him while telling him that she has not seen an apple since that they left the colony, and that it is a pity that Caleb and his father did not find the apples. Now they hear something. It is the female twin Mercy saying that she is the witch of the forest. Mercy even says that her mother hates Thomason for what happened to the baby. Mercy also says that Black Philip allows her to do whatever she wants. Mercy says that a witch took the baby. Then Thomason angrily says that she is that witch. She tries to scare Mercy. Thomason makes the little girl think she is the witch. Now it is night and they go to dinner. The mother asks Thomason about the missing silver cup. Thomason replies that she does not know anything about the silver cup. The father says that Thomason has not taken the silver cup anywhere. The goats are making noise and Thomason goes to see what is happening in the goat's stable. It is night and it is dark outside their house. She continues walking towards the stable, but she is scared. Now she sees a hare in the stable next to the goats. Now the father and mother are in bed talking. She thinks God has damned their family. She thinks they shouldn't have left the colony. The mother talks about sending Tom Asen to serve another family to take her away from them. She also wants to return to the colony. The father says that the next day he will take Tom Asen to the village to ask some families if they want her to serve them. The children of the family are listening to everything their parents say from the floor above. Now it is still night and Caleb wants to go to the forest to get food. Tom Asen wants to go with him and threatens to wake up their parents if he does not allow her to go to the forest with him. Now in the forest, Tom Asen is riding the horse and Caleb is walking beside the horse with the rifle. The dog now barks. A hare is there. The horse gets scared and makes Tom Asen fall to the ground, losing consciousness. Caleb is running after the dog that is after the hare. Now their family is looking for them. Caleb is lost in the woods. Now he hears the dog being wounded, and after running in that direction he finds the dog dead and disemboweled. Now Tom Asen regains consciousness and runs in the direction of the voices of her family looking for them. Caleb is lost and walks through the forest. Tom Asen finds his father. Caleb now finds a hut where a witch lives. An evil force is now perceived in that place and lures Caleb to the witch, who now has the appearance of a young and sexy girl. She seduces Caleb and he kisses her. Then she places her real arm around Caleb's head, the arm of an old witch. Now in the home of the mother and father discuss about him going to the forest to find Caleb. Finally he decides to go to the village. The mother asks Tom Asen why they have gone to the forest. Tom Asen says that she can't tell because it's a secret. The father tells the mother that he was the one who took the silver cup. He confesses that he and Caleb went to the forest the day before. Now the mother is angry because he has lied to her. He wants to go to the forest to look for Caleb. Now Tom Asen wants to go put the goats in the stable. The mother is not mad at Tom Asen now that she knows the truth. Tom Asen is now in the stable when she hears a noise. Caleb is out there totally naked and looking sick. Now Caleb is inside their home lying in bed while the mother and Tom Asen take care of him. The mother prays for him. The next morning the little twins Mercy and Jonas are with Tom Asen in the goat's stable. The twins are playing with Black Philip. They say that Black Philip says that Tom Asen is the one to blame for what happened to Caleb. They say that Tom Asen is a witch. Tom Asen is milking a nanny goat, and instead of milk it is blood that is milked. The parents are inside with Caleb. The mother says that what happens to Caleb is the work of witchcraft. The father does not believe that. He says that the next day they will go to town, look for a family that Tom Asen can serve and take Caleb to a doctor. Mother worries about leaving Tom Asen and the twins there alone. Mother says she wants to go back to England and not be there. Mother says her faith is fading since the baby went missing. Father leaves the house saying at dawn they will leave. Now they are outside the house when a scream is heard inside the house. They go inside and find Caleb screaming as if in a trance. They grab him. Suddenly Caleb vomits a whole apple with a single bite taken out of it. The mother says that he is bewitched. The twins say that Tom Asen is the witch. The father yells and makes them shut up. Now the father makes Tom Asen kneel as he asks her if her faith is true. They pray now all together except the twins, who can't remember the prayer. Caleb is now saying that the witch is calling him. He prays, and after that he seems calmer. He speaks to Jesus now, and after doing so he finally dies. The mother is mourning his death now. Tom Asen is told by his mother to stay away from Caleb. She leaves the place. Now outside the house the father is hugging Tom Asen and talking to her about the farm and his plans for it. Now the father tells her that she will face a trial for witchcraft. They all believe now that Tom Asen is a witch. He tells her that she must have made a pact with the devil. He wants her to tell him the truth. She tells him that her parents wanted to get rid of her by sending her to serve another family. She speaks about the silver cup and about him going with Caleb to the forest. Now the father believes even more that she is a witch. She says that Black Philip is Satan, and says that the twins talk to Black Philip, so they are to blame. Now the father picks up Tom Asen and puts her into their home and tells her to confess to her mother what is happening. Tom Asen says that the twins have made a pact with Black Philip, who is Satan. Now the father wants to wake up the twins. They finally react and the father locks them up together with Tom Asen, everyone in the goat's stable. They won't be able to get out of there until dawn when they all will go to the village. Now there, Tom Mason asks the twins if they practice witchcraft and if they talk to Black Phillip. They say no and ask Tom Mason if she is a witch, and she says she is not. Now the father and mother are burying Caleb. Later it is night and the father feels guilty for having left the colony. He considers that he was very stubborn when he left the colony. His pride is to blame for everything that has happened to them. He asks God to save his children. Now at dawn the mother wakes up and has a hallucination. She sees Caleb with the baby in his arms. She feels so relieved. Caleb tells her that they will visit her often. He also says that he has a book and whether she wants to see it with him. But she says that the baby is hungry and she breastfeeds him. Now in the stable, Tom Mason and the twins see a witch milking the nanny goat, and the witch suddenly looks towards them laughing like crazy. Now the mother is inside the house sitting on a chair while a raven pecks at her breast. The baby has become a raven. Now the father gets up from the bed where his wife is lying awake, but without saying anything. He gets out of the house and then suddenly he is killed by Black Phillip, who attacks him to death. The goat's stable is open and the twins are missing. Tom Mason approaches her father, but suddenly the mother grabs her and drags her by the hair, accuses her of witchcraft. Tom Mason's hands are stained with blood. Tom Mason says that she is not to blame for everything that happens. But the mother really believes that the devil has taken her daughter. The mother accuses her of having seduced Caleb and her husband. The mother is beating her while she is lying on the ground. Suddenly Tom Mason catches a billhook that it is there on the ground and hurts the mother with it. Now the mother tries to strangle Tom Mason, so Tom Mason kills his mother with the billhook in self-defense. Now Tom Mason gets up from the ground. She enters the house and there she sleeps. Now at night she wakes up and goes outside from the house. She goes to the goat's stable and there she finds Black Phillip. She is stained with blood and then she talks to Black Phillip, telling him to talk to her. Suddenly the black billy goat talks to her with a human voice. He asks her what she wants. She asks what he offers her. He asks her if she wants to live deliciously. She says yes. He tells her to undress and sign in a book that is now in front of her. She walks now naked, entering the forest while Black Phillip goes with her. As she goes deeper into the forest, she begins to hear whispers and voices screaming. There is a group of witches around the bonfire. They are all naked like her, and she arrives where they. Suddenly the witches levitate upwards. They have used the fat of the twins to get an ointment to do it. And now Tom Mason also levitates while laughing.